and 107.5 FM, W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Three congressional Democrats now calling for President Biden to drop out of the race following his debate performance. The president, though, says he's staying in the race and told reporters before leaving to campaign in Wisconsin he believes he can still beat rival Donald Trump. ABC's Rachel Scott says some donors are also raising concerns.
You have one major Democratic donor who is the co-founder of Netflix that's already calling on the president to step aside. But more than that, we are hearing from a handful of donors who are saying they will not give any more money to the president's campaign until he does.
ABC's George Stephanopoulos interviews the president tonight. It airs tonight. Voters in the UK delivering a major victory for the Labour Party. Keir Starmer taking over as prime minister from conservatives who have been in power for 14 years. Hurricane Beryl pushing away from the Yucatan Peninsula. And that storm now expected to gain strength in the Gulf as it moves towards South Texas. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ballot drop boxes are back in Wisconsin. The state Supreme Court issued a ruling this morning that means election clerks can use them during the August 13th primaries and the November 5th presidential election. The ruling overturned a decision from 2 years ago that said most drop boxes were illegal. President Biden is in Madison today trying to recover from his widely panned debate performance. Molly Nagel reports.
President Biden will hit the campaign trail Friday in Wisconsin. The White House said Biden will also travel to Pennsylvania this weekend and hold a press conference next week during the NATO summit in Washington. The additions to Biden's schedule follow calls from some Biden allies to make the president more visible after his rocky debate performance.
Molly Nagel reporting. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. A cabin in Nisida, where six people died in a fire last week, did not have a rental permit. Authorities say the cabin was listed on Airbnb, but it was never licensed or inspected. The cause of the fire has not been released. It's also not clear if a rental permit would have avoided the fire. The local health department says an inspection is a required part of rental licensing. One of the things inspectors look for is fire safety. A woman from Jackson County accused of killing her husband and burning his body will stand trial. A judge in Black River Falls this week found Star Myers competent enough to stand trial. Prosecutors say she shot her husband to death in March of last year, then set his body on fire to try to cover it up. She's due back in court in September, but a date for the trial has still not been set. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Brewers split the series in Denver.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Colorado Rockies last night 4-3. Milwaukee fell behind early. They also missed some scoring opportunities, leaving base runners in scoring position. The Brewers had snapped a six-game losing streak playing at Coors Field earlier this week, but ended up splitting the four-game series with the last-place Rockies 2 games apiece. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, big picture, you can say, good, we won a couple games here. We've had trouble here. But the truth is, I'm disappointed. You know, we could have won all 4 games. And that would have put us in a way better position than going forward. I love the way they compete every game, but there was a ton of opportunities tonight.
NFL Quadzilla in the Quad Cities. Packers running back A.J. Dillon competing this week in the John Deere Pro-Am Golf Classic. Dillon on the young receivers on the Packers roster.
Yeah, I mean, these young guys, the young tight ends, the young receivers, you know, the whole story all the time is, oh, the youth. Well, the youth is stepping up and they're looking great, so I'm happy for them.
Training camp starts in about 2 weeks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Grandpa's barbecue sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. until now.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible through early to mid-afternoon today. It'll be mostly cloudy through midday and then gradually clearing here this afternoon. High today, 72. Tonight, clear 55. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board, TGIF. It is Friday, July 5th, 2024, 6 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. We are live here, high atop State Street, to block off the Capitol Square and the world headquarters of Civic Media, and we are awaiting the visit from President Joe Biden, who touched down in Madison just over a half an hour ago at the Dane County Regional Airport. We're going to bring you those remarks live. It is his first major planned campaign event after the debate last week with Donald Trump. Of course, President Biden went to North Carolina immediately, but there's been a little bit of, they say, cleaned up an aisle two after that debate performance. There have been Democrats now calling for the president to step aside, let Kamala Harris or another Democrat take the reins, the nomination of the Democratic Party coming up here in August at in Chicago, rather. But President Biden has made it clear over the weekend that he stands and he plans to stay in the race as the nominee. Of course, he did that interview, the first sit-down radio interview with our colleague here at Civic Media, Earl Ingram Jr. on the Earl Ingram Show, picked up by a lot of people, a lot of press over the country, where Joe Biden said, quote, he screwed up, unquote. Told Earl that it was not his best night, that he wants to do better moving forward. He's also going to, the president, going to have a sit-down TV interview with George Stephanopoulos of ABC News. We understand while he is here in Madison, and ABC plans to play that entire interview unedited, uninterrupted, later tonight on ABC. Can Joe Biden show that he has what it takes to really bring back the Democratic base if it's gone? Not making an assumption one way or another, but can he shore up that Democratic support so that there's not going to be a question? Today is one of the first tests we bring on live from the venue here in Madison at Sherman Middle School on Madison's north side. Civic Media's very own news director, Terry Bell, who is on location. Terry, thank you for being there. Thank you for joining us. Give us a flavor of the room. And as happens at some of these live events, Terry is, unfortunately, the signal dropped off there, but he's going to call back. We're going to try to get him on. Here's the situation. There's not actual Wi-Fi there. This is at a middle school. There we go. Now Terry is back with us. Terry, thanks for hanging in there and helping us out with our technology. I know cell phone signals can be dicey at best in these big events, but Terry, give us a flavor of the room at Sherman Middle School.
It did drop again, so.
Okay. All right. Well, it might not be possible to get Terry, and that's okay. Like I say, this was, I don't want to call it a hastily put together event, but certainly it appeared that this was not necessarily an event that was planned by the Biden team until post-debate. And of course, Wisconsin is one of the key battleground states, along with Michigan and Pennsylvania. Our very own ongoing contributor, Trigvi Olson, who has run and helped run presidential debates for John McCain, amongst them, has said that many top-notch political observers feel that as goes Wisconsin, will go the rest of the presidential race. Wisconsin is perhaps the key battleground state. So that's the importance. That's part of the reason that Joe Biden wanted to come here today. And quite frankly, I think it's part of the reason that he sought out our very own Earl Ingram for that first sit-down radio interview on the Earl Ingram Jr. Show here on Civic Media. Going to try one more time. Terry Bell, if you're there, if you're able to talk, give us a feeling of the room at Sherman Middle School on Madison's north side. And it looks like, I just think it's just probably with the dicey cell phone service, probably not just going to happen. So that's fine. We're just going to stand by. We're monitoring it here. And when it looks like the president is going to speak here in a little while, it's scheduled for about 5 to 10 minutes away. But again, these things don't always run on time. Usually the president is behind the curtains there meeting. I know that Governor Evers is going to be there or is planned to be there. One person who is not going to be there is U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, who has her own reelection campaign. And there's trying to be a lot made about why, you know, Tammy isn't there and on the stage. But we do know there was a pre-planned tour of her own as Tammy Baldwin is barnstorming Wisconsin, had events already planned in northern Wisconsin herself for her own reelection, so she will not be on the dais today with President Biden. We're going to keep monitoring that, Mr. Zommers, and when it looks like Joe Biden is going to be close to the dais, we're going to take that live for you in a Civic Media News special report. Other news, though, to get to, it's a very busy news day this day after the 4th of July. According to WisPolitics, and by the way, a great service it is. If you haven't subscribed, do yourself a favor. Subscribe to wispolitics.com. The state Supreme Court in a 6-1 decision, 6-1, overturned the process that the GOP-controlled legislature used to block stewardship purchases, ruling that it violates the separation of powers. The court found that the Joint Finance Committee, better known as JFC for short, that their powers to review purchases after lawmakers had already approved appropriating the funds interferes with the executive branch's core functions. Conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley, writing for the majority, found the process permits a legislative committee rather than the executive branch, quote, to make spending decisions for which the legislature already appropriated funds and define the parameters by which those funds may be spent, unquote. While the Constitution, she goes on to write, gives the legislature power to appropriate funds, the power to spend the funds the legislature has approved are appropriated for specific projects belongs with the executive branch, unquote, according to Justice Bradley, conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley. At that, Chief Justice Annette Ziegler was the only dissenting voice. The JFC process allows any member to anonymously object to a project, which then triggers a meeting by the full committee for a vote. Democratic Governor Tony Evers argued that that amounted to a legislative veto because there's no requirement that the full legislature review the decision. And he filed this suit with the state Supreme Court. Evers hailed the court's decision, saying Republicans in the legislature have given themselves outsized influence and power. This from Governor Evers on the Supreme Court's decision. Quote, I've spent years working against near constant Republican obstruction, and this historic decision rightfully resets constitutional checks and balances and restores separation of powers. This decision is a victory for the people of Wisconsin who expect and deserve their government to work and work for them, not against them, unquote. According to the suit, the Joint Finance Committee has blocked almost a third of the stewardship projects at the Department of Natural Resources Evers originally targeted other committee actions, such as the GFC's employment relations temporarily blocking pay raises for UW employees, also other administrative rulings. The court narrowed in the case on the stewardship actions. But again, the big headline, 6-1, with Chief Justice Annette Ziegler dissenting, said that Howard Markline, by the way, was the name. It was Evers versus Markline. Howard Markline is the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, a Republican from Southwest Wisconsin, who has held up these decisions. Things like PFAS, clean water, the university system. And Howard Markline and the Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee tried to spice this up a little bit. Tried to say no, that they could overrule the entire legislature and the governor and block these funds. And it's particularly interesting that it was not along partisan lines. Of course, the Supreme Court, technically not partisan, but of course it breaks down between conservative and liberal ideological lines. Update for you on Joe Biden. We actually have someone standing by at the Dane County Regional Airport, and I can report to you that just moments ago, at about quarter after the president's plane landed, Air Force One, of course, whenever the president is on board any aircraft, it becomes Air Force One. I actually have a photo of the plane the president landed in. I can tell you it is not the traditional 747 Air Force One, but a smaller Boeing product that the president has landed here, looking at the visual at Dane County Regional Airport. But the president has just landed. And of course, as it happens, when you have a presidential motorcade, things go pretty fast. You can get from the Dane County Regional Airport over to the Sherman Middle School pretty quickly. So now we have word that the confirmation on the ground that the president's plane has, in fact, landed. We're going to try one more time to see if this works. We have Terry Bell, Civic Media News Director, standing by at Sherman Middle School. Terry,
are you there?
Terry, if you're there, we have confirmation on the ground that the president's plane has. Yep. Terry, can you hear us? Apparently, we can hear Terry for a second, but he can't hear us. Well, I think we're going to punt on that, but we appreciate Terry's work. We appreciate Mr. Zahmer's work. I think it's just one of those things that's probably not meant to be today. But again, we have confirmation from sources on the ground at Dane County Regional Airport that, in fact, Air Force One has landed. And so you'd anticipate probably no more than, I don't know, Sherman Middle School isn't that far away from the airport. And with no traffic, the roads will be blocked off. You'll have a motorcade going. I would think the president will probably be at Sherman Middle School within the next 10 minutes or so. So again, we're standing by for a special coverage of President Joe Biden's speech here in Madison, Wisconsin, going to be at Sherman Middle School on Madison's beautiful north side. In the meantime, if you'd like to give us a call, weigh in on President Biden being here in Madison or on the Supreme Court decisions. By the way, this isn't the only one on the GFC ruling. The Wisconsin Supreme Court also ruling today that drop boxes for both the August primary election and the November election are good to go. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842 is a special edition of the Todd Allball Show live for Friday, July 5th. Stay tuned right here to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you could breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it's 20 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. We are live with you on Friday, July 5th, 2024. Had planned some pre-recorded, kind of some best ofs, if you will. But boy, when President Biden comes to Madison, got to come into work. And Mr. Zomers, we appreciate you interrupting your holiday weekend to join us, as well as our engineering team as well. Appreciate Luke and Casper and Mr. Hartman, all those great folks making this happen today. So thanks to the entire Civic Media team for being here. We are awaiting President Joe Biden. We'll have a special live report carrying his words as he is making his way to Sherman Middle School, Madison's north side right now. Probably getting in the motorcade right now. Go to the phone lines. Linda in Middleton, who may have a better connection. Linda, we understand that you are actually at Sherman Middle School. Can you hear us? And what is it like there? Well, apparently she doesn't have any better connection than Terry Bell did. See, right here, this is why I love radio, because it's the beauty of working live in radio. And again, I've been to enough of these things and in my former life kind of worked on them. And what happens is when you get a large contingent of people in a very small area, everybody's wanting to live stream or talk to their friends or family, and that's great. But sometimes, and also for security purposes, sometimes the cell phone at the venue, you know, it just doesn't work. But that's one of those things. But the good news is we have a great live stream right now. We're watching at Sherman Middle School. And when the president arrives, we'll bring you those remarks as they happen. Can tell you the stage is set, an American flag right behind the dais. And interesting to note, and again, don't want to read too much into it, but the signs behind the crowd say Biden-Harris, which has been fairly normal. But then in front, there's kind of a banner on either side of the dais that says Wisconsin for Biden-Harris. And the use of Vice President Harris's name is becoming more prominent, whether that's to have people have the understanding that, hey, Vice President Harris is there to help President Biden, or whether that's to possibly set her up should President Biden decide to withdraw. He has said he won't, but simply curious to note and to bring to you the flavor of the room that the signs, in fact, say Wisconsin for Biden-Harris. Also, multiple U.S. flags, as you would expect, kind of the blue standard curtain with lighting on it, and a crowd in front. We're expecting Governor Evers to be here, expecting the congressman for this area in Wisconsin, 2nd District Congressman Mark Pocan, to be there as well to support President Biden. And I believe our own Terry Bell reported today in one of our Civic Media News posts that Congressman Pocan was being very, very vocal, very honest in saying, look, a bit critical of the Biden team in saying he should have been doing these types of things days ago, right after the debate. It was Congressman Pocan's feeling that the president would be best served if he did live, unscripted events without a teleprompter, doing more of the interviews like he did with our very own Earl Ingram Jr. here at Civic Media. Again, Earl getting the first sit-down radio interview with the president after the debate. And now today we understand that ABC's George Stephanopoulos is traveling with the president and going to do this interview for ABC News here in Madison. And then that interview will play in its entirety later on tonight on ABC Network. So a lot going on. If you'd like to comment on either President Biden being here in person today, or if you'd like to comment a little bit on these Wisconsin Supreme Court decisions, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Again, want to take us to this other Supreme Court case we mentioned just briefly, again reading from wispolitics.com today. The state Supreme Court again allowed local clerks to use unstaffed absentee ballot drop boxes, restoring the option for voters months ahead of Wisconsin's presidential race. This ruling was, in fact, along ideological lines, conservative-liberal, 4-3. And it reversed a 2022 decision by the former conservative majority that barred the use of drop boxes unless they were at a local clerk's office. Writing for the majority, liberal Justice Ann Walch Bradley wrote that the 2022 decision was unsound in principle. She also noted today's ruling does not force any local clerk to use drop boxes. Rather, it confirmed what the majority held the law has always said, that clerks may lawfully utilize secure drop boxes in an exercise of their statutorily conferred discretion. What it basically means in real terms is that if local clerks choose to use a drop box, that they can do that. Of course, that came into a lot of scrutiny after the last election. Republicans filed lawsuits when it was a conservative-leaning majority on the court. And the court said, nope, Wisconsin law does not allow to have those drop boxes. But now with a one-seat liberal majority, this new court found that, in fact, it's legal. And again, as a former Republican who left the party in 2011, I just find it curious. But what are Republicans afraid of? Why are they afraid of people to vote? I've always held and believed that if your ideals and ideas as both a candidate and a party, if they're good, if you think that those ideals and ideas and platforms are going to connect with 50% plus one of the electorate, well, then ideally you'd like as many people to vote as possible. You're proud to run on that. You're proud to have people here. But these modern day mega Republicans, and I can tell you the reason why, because get them off the record behind closed doors, the majority of them, the lawmakers, don't believe in their party platform. They don't believe in the ideas, ideals that their mega base wants. And they know that they can't really run on trying to get people to vote. So what do? Do their best to suppress the vote. Change the rules. Make it harder to vote. That's why Republicans are in favor of this stuff. So good on, in my opinion, good on the Wisconsin Supreme Court for overruling that earlier ruling. And now in August for the primary election, which of course is very important because there's a couple of constitutional amendments on that. I know our colleague and friend, Jane Matinair of Matinair On Air, which precedes our show every day from 10 until noon. Jane's had a great segment on this, the importance of these very dangerous constitutional amendments that will come to a vote to Wisconsin voters in August. Best to vote no on those, in my opinion, by the way. But that's coming up. And of course, we have the election in November. And for both of those elections now, thanks to the newly found liberal Supreme Court in Wisconsin, drop boxes are once again legal. And I say good. I say it's great. More participation, the better. Right now at Sherman Middle School at Madison's North Side, we're monitoring President Joe Biden's going to be here speaking. Right now, it is the Wisconsin Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler is at the dais. Come on back while the president on the other side is the Todd Allball Show for a live edition of July 5th, 2024, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new report says people who call the 988 National Suicide Prevention Lifeline in Wisconsin only get help 77% of the time. Things often end badly when a person in crisis doesn't get help quickly.
And frankly, emergency departments are getting so filled up with people with severe mental health challenges that they're experiencing something called ED boarding.
Angela Kimball says that means staying in the emergency room while help is on the way. She's a mental health public policy advocate. State troopers will be watching drivers from buses and large trucks in an upcoming campaign. Wisconsin is averaging 7,000 crashes a year over the last 5 years involving large commercial trucks. 70 people died. The campaign runs all next week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. Chippewa County is studying the possibility of a new hospital. County taxpayers may chip in half of the cost of a feasibility study. County officials heard from the Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative this week. County Administrator Randy Scholes says in addition to a hospital, Chippewa County also needs a new morgue and a new space for emergency services. It's not clear if the former St. Joseph's Hospital could be reopened. A new pub in Eau Claire calls itself the biggest self-pour tap room in the Midwest. The Phoenix Tap Room has 72 different beers to choose from. You pour your own beer and pay by the glass. Owners say the idea is to let people try as many local Wisconsin beers as they'd like and maybe discover a new favorite. The Phoenix Tap Room is celebrating its grand opening week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Matthew Perry had over $1.5 million in his personal bank account at the time of his death. People magazine reports that the late actor wanted his items to be put in an account named the Alvy Singer Living Trust. Alvy Singer was the name of Woody Allen's character in Annie Hall. His full list of assets has not yet been disclosed. An investigation into Perry's death by the LAPD, DEA, and U.S. Postal Inspector is nearing a conclusion. There is nothing like being on a reality competition show as a celebrity contestant and then wanting nothing to do with it. Such is the case with Jason Mraz. He told Jesse Tyler Ferguson on his Dinners on Me podcast that he thought he would only be part of the show for 2 or 3 weeks before being voted off, but then realized he was one of the better dancers and would be there the entire time. He says he missed his cat so much he wanted out and started asking his friends not to vote for him. Despite this, he still made it to the final round. Not a fan of cats, but I admire the conviction. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept...
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible through early to mid-afternoon today. It'll be mostly cloudy through midday and then gradually clearing here this afternoon. High today, 72. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Welcome in. This is a Civic Media News special report. I'm Todd Alball here at the Civic Media World Headquarters. It is 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Friday, July 5th, 2024. We are coming on the air with a special report as we cover the arrival of President Joe Biden to Madison, Wisconsin. We have confirmation that his plane landed about 10 minutes ago or so at Dane County Regional Airport and Truax Field, the military side of Dane County Regional Airport. He arrived not in his traditional 747, although he has done that at times here in Madison, but I know it's, as they say, a tight squeeze to get the Air Force One, the full-size bird, the 747, on and off. So they brought a smaller plane, but again, whatever plane the president is carried on, that plane automatically becomes Air Force One. The designation travels with the president, not any particular plane. So he landed about 10 minutes ago, and of course, with a motorcade, and several streets will be shut off on Madison's north side to get the president to Sherman Middle School quickly. We anticipate President Biden coming to the dais fairly soon. We're going to bring it to you. Aaron Zommer's on the board doing yeoman's work as always in these situations, monitoring. We can see right now at Sherman Middle School, the chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler, is on the stage. He's getting people riled up. There is an American flag directly behind Mr. Wickler and at the dais, and a couple of signs up there with Biden Harris as well. There is probably, four rows of people on either side of the dais holding Biden-Harris signs. And then, as we noted here in the last segment, there is a couple of large signs at kind of at the feet of what will be President Biden all across the stage saying Wisconsin for Biden-Harris. So the vice president's name being prominently displayed up there as well. We don't want to read too much into that, but I can tell you from my years in politics, sometimes it depends on whether the top of the ticket name is the only one or whether they want to emphasize the vice presidential candidate as well. And it appears, particularly after last week's debate with former President Trump, the Biden folks want to put the Harris name on the signage as well. I can tell you, of course, that our very own Earl Ingram Jr. of the Earl Ingram Show here at Civic Media, congrats to him. He got the first sit-down radio interview with President Biden following the debate last week. And now coming up today, it's our understanding from ABC News that George Stephanopoulos is traveling with the president and is going to conduct this sit-down television interview with President Biden here in Madison, and that will play, ABC News is saying, uninterrupted, unedited, later on tonight on the ABC News network. So it's going to be very interesting. And of course, we don't know whether or not the Biden-Harris campaign had planned this stop to Wisconsin, but it was put together rather quickly, apparently, after the debate last week. The president yesterday was at the White House to oversee the White House 4th of July festivities, gave some remarks. Some were on the teleprompter. There were a couple of remarks off that not a lot of networks took, but he was able to talk with people, to carry on conversations, telling people thanks for coming. And then it was, again, this is all most likely intentional for cameras and whatnot, but the President Biden and the First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden, were out on the balcony along with Vice President Kamala Harris and the Second Gentleman, and they watched fireworks together. So that was their night last night, and we know that the President boarded Air Force One. They held what's called a gaggle, which means that the spokesperson comes out and answers questions kind of towards the back of the plane where the press normally sits, held an informal gaggle. We haven't heard exactly what that is about or not about there, but at least they were talking about it on the way out here. And again, landed, Air Force One did, at Dane County Regional Airport about 10 minutes ago. According to WMTV 15 News here in Madison, again, the president landed just after 12:30 here local time, about 10 to 15 minutes ago. The First Lady reportedly is with President Biden, so Jill Biden will be traveling along. And then they're off to Philadelphia later on this weekend on Sunday. Today, by the way, marks President Biden's second
visit to Madison this calendar year and his fifth to Wisconsin. He previously visited Madison in April to announce a new student debt relief plan. President's visit today follows the first presidential debate. President Biden and former President Donald Trump clashed on topics including abortion, immigration, and January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. And of course, we've talked about it on our normal show that a lot of emphasis was put on this style, was put on the perception of how President Biden did in terms of how he looked. And notable, because we had people call into the show, text into the show, people who listened to that debate via civic media and other sources said, you know, it was kind of a tie. Maybe Biden won a little bit if they just heard the words. But of course, people who watched it, not unlike the JFK-Nixon debate, first televised debate, people who heard that thought that Nixon won. People watched it, said that Kennedy won. And people who watched the debate on Thursday night thought that it was pretty clear that Trump won based on appearance. But what wasn't talked about nearly as much and covered was the fact that former President Trump put forth lie after lie after lie and misinformation, which was not fact-checked in real time by Dana Bash and Jake Tapper on CNN. And that kind of just sat out there, and what was overshadowed was President Biden's performance. Since then, there have been people calling on the president to step aside and let either Vice President Kamala Harris be the Democratic nominee or to have what they're saying, an open convention, which we've had Matt Flynn on this program, former Democratic Party chairman two times, and an attorney saying there could, keyword could, be a lot of legal challenges to that because voters in each state in primaries put forth their delegates for Biden. And we learned over the weekend, it might not be just Democrats challenging that in court. There could be Republicans, mega Republicans challenging that just to muck up the waters intentionally and making it tougher for whoever the Democrats would nominate. So far, three Democratic congressmen have come forward saying that Biden should step aside, but the vast bulk of the Democratic base, those in Congress and the money givers, have said they're going to stick with Biden for now. That includes 2nd District Congressman here in Madison, Mark Pocan. Democrat who has been vocally, we reported it here on civic media via Terry Bell, our news director, that Congressman Pocan has been vocal about saying that he's criticizing the Biden team, thinks that the Biden team should have the president out here unscripted off of a teleprompter a lot sooner. But he is going to be on the dais today saying he continues to be with President Biden. Not here today, and much has been made about it, is U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, a Democrat running for re-election herself. Now, we know from our reporting and from what we get, you know, things from both sides in terms of their campaigns and news updates. We know that Tammy Baldwin has had a statewide tour, a campaign tour planned for quite a while. She is going to be in northern Wisconsin this week, up in Door County. So those were already planned. So she said, look, I can't, as much as I'd like to, perhaps. She's saying she did not want to cancel those events to be in Madison today with President Biden. So we have to be careful, I think, how much we read into that. But that's where she is at today, as she will not be on the dais with President Joe Biden. Obviously, Wisconsin Party Democratic Chair Ben Wickler, all on board with President Biden as the nominee. He gave a fiery speech just moments ago here at Sherman Middle School in Madison, Wisconsin, again, awaiting the President of the United States at this time to take the dais. It's going to go live as soon as he comes to the dais and bring you those remarks in their entirety. And so we'll see. This is a big deal. This is part of the reason we're covering this live here at Civic Media, not just because it's, you know, the president stopping here, but because of the stakes. Because, as again, Earl Ingram, our colleague, got the first sit-down radio interview with the president. President reached out to him, knows that he has to make inroads in Wisconsin, knows that he has to shore up support with Democrats and do it quick. If President Biden has any hope of repeating his win in 2020 in Wisconsin, he has to have a huge turnout here in Dane County. Two most important counties for Joe Biden, Dane and Milwaukee, where he ran up huge numbers in Dane County. It's not, I think a lot of people think, if you're not familiar, oh, well, it's Madison, liberal Madison. Well, I can tell you as a former Republican who left the party in 2011 and worked for a member of Congress in the 2nd District, now Pocan seat, that included all of Dane County, I can tell you in the 90s, up through about 2000, 2004, that yes, Madison was always been Democratic, but the suburbs like Wanakee, DeForest, Sun Prairie, Mazamani, Stoughton, these were communities which Republicans, at least at the time, moderate Republicans like Scott Klug, there were also Republicans in the state legislature that held seats in Dane County, believe it or not. Rick Skinrude, Rudy Silbaugh, amongst them, in places like Stoughton and Verona, where Republicans were able to win seats in the legislature. Now, over time, since the early 2000s, it has slowly become more Democratic. And now, any person who wants, a Democrat who wants to win statewide in Wisconsin, you have to have that base of not just Madison, but Dane County. And not just Milwaukee, but Milwaukee County. And so perhaps it's intentional that Joe Biden, trying to shore up his Democratic base support, would pick Madison, Wisconsin to make an appearance at. Remember, these things are strategic. You look at the media market that you're landing in. And the Madison media market is not just Madison and Dane County, but it's those attached counties like Columbia, Sauk, Richland, as you head up towards La Crosse, parts of Iowa County, as you head over towards the Mississippi River, Dodgeville, Platteville, Lafayette County, Greene County, just south of Dane County and Madison. All those counties are in the media market, and so you want to get your candidate on TV. You want them to be able to be out there and seen, because it's not, again, it's, as we look towards 2024 in November, it's not just Madison and Dane County. Trigvi Olsen, who's been on this program numerous times before, has said it. And remember, he's run campaigns like John McCain's, been around Mitt Romney's campaigns, George W. Bush's campaign. He's a veteran of these campaigns. And the person running Donald Trump's campaign this time around, Chris LaCivita, might be a name that a lot of people don't, well, who's Chris LaCivita? Ever heard of Ron Johnson? U.S. Senator from Wisconsin? Of course you have. Chris LaCivita was the person running Ron Johnson's campaign last time around that beat Mandela Barnes. So you can say what you want about Trump, but he at least has been smart enough to surround himself this time with veterans of winning political campaigns. So Chris LaCivita knows that it's not just Madison and Milwaukee, that this race, first for Joe Biden, the base is Dane County and Milwaukee County. But then he has to do what he did 4 years ago and what Tony Evers has done to win statewide races. And that is, you don't have to win all the counties in southwest Wisconsin. You don't have to win all the rural counties around Wausau. You don't have to win all the counties around Eau Claire. You don't have to win the Fox Valley in Green Bay, but you have to lose by a small margin. That's what allowed Tony Evers to beat Scott Walker. Tony Evers still lost some of those northern counties, but he lost by a small margin. You have to connect with Wisconsin voters. You have to show up, and that's why Joe Biden is here. We're going to come back, bring you the live remarks of President Joe Biden from Sherman Middle School. It's a special live report on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Welcome back to this Civic Media News special report. I'm Todd Allball. News Director Terry Bell is standing by on location at Sherman Middle School on Madison's north side. We are awaiting the remarks of President Joe Biden, who landed in Madison at the Dane County Regional Airport, Truax Field, now going on probably close to 25 minutes away. Flew in not on the 747, but on a smaller version of that Boeing product, and is here in Madison. It is his second visit to Madison this year. The president's his fifth to Wisconsin. He previously visited Madison in April to announce his new student debt relief plan. Most people think that the president's coming here today simply to kind of generate support, to shore up that Democratic base. And quite frankly, go a long way to prove to people, not just in Wisconsin, but around the country, that he's still up to the job. He chose Earl Ingram Jr. of Civic Media here to give the first sit-down radio interview last week. It was a great interview. You can find it in podcast form on the Civic Media app on civicmedia.us. Great interview with Earl. He did a secondary radio show afterwards, which, by the way, was just he did not perform nearly as well as he did on Earl's show. And later today, George Stephanopoulos of ABC News is going to sit down for the first televised interview that will appear on ABC tonight. And the president decided to pair that with a live appearance today at Sherman Middle School here on Madison's north side, a critical state. President Biden must win Wisconsin, or the likelihood of him getting a second term is slim to none, according to political pundits who know a lot more than I do, people like Trevi Olson at the Lincoln Project, a veteran of presidential campaigns. Terry Bell, as we said, is standing by there. He's going to cover it. We'll bring you more clips throughout the day and tonight and into tomorrow of the president's visit. Right now on stage is the mayor of Madison, Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, 58th mayor of Wisconsin, who has been a big supporter, has appeared with not just President Biden when he's been in town, but also appeared with Vice President Kamala Harris. The Vice President was in town not so long ago to talk about infrastructure. Vice President has also been to Milwaukee to talk about women's reproductive rights, women's health care. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, huge supporter of the president and the vice president, and is here. And again, this is all meant in many ways, not just for Wisconsin, but a national show. I mean, a lot of people around the nation understand that Madison is one of the most liberal city, you can make the argument, in Wisconsin, and one of the most liberal cities in America. And if Biden can come here and prove and show that he still has the base of the party fired up and ready to go, that the hope is, that's going to go a long way in reassuring Democratic donors that he still has what it takes. And also just from a campaign standpoint. Let's take just a little bit, Mr. Zommers, of this is Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway at the dais right now in Sherman Middle School on Madison's north side.
And that is what Joe Biden
and Kamala Harris are fighting for. We cannot let fear and hate win. I'm voting for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin. I'm voting them because it's a vote for my rights. It's a vote for my family. It's a vote for Madison. It's a vote for Wisconsin. And it's a vote for the United States of America. I'm voting for President Biden because I want Independence Day on July 4th, 2025, to be a day that is worth celebrating. So, Madison, I ask you, are you going to join me? Are you going to vote? All right, let's finish the job. Thank you, Madison.
That was Mayor Sacha Rhodes Conway, the mayor of the city of Madison, in her remarks here at Sherman Middle School on Madison's north side. We are awaiting once again President Joe Biden, who we understand from folks on the ground, actually thanks to Jonathan and Allison Klein for being my reporters on the ground at Dane County Regional, and sent those snapshots, those photos of Air Force One touching down just over a half an hour ago. President had been planned to speak by around 1:15. 1:30, but again, these things, it's not abnormal. I can tell you from having been involved in other presidential campaigns, particularly live on the road, it's not abnormal for these things to run late, and sometimes very much so. So I would not read anything into the fact that the event is running a little bit late. It's just the way, you know, the free world is a busy place, as it turns out, and so these things can go long a little bit of the time. We have not seen, best of my knowledge, Mr. Somers, we have not seen Governor Evers yet at the dais.
Not as of yet. Currently, Mark Pocan is speaking.
All right, Congressman Mark Pocan. We'll take just about a minute or so of his speech here. This is Congressman Pocan right now on the dais.
A lawless king. A demagogue who, if elected, will implement the far right's Project 2025, a far-reaching, right-wing, authoritarian fever dream that will take away our freedoms, challenge our foundational democracy, and negatively affect our country for a long time. And on the other side stand the Democrats. Whoa! Democrats in the U.S. Senate and in the House and in our state legislatures. Great governors across the country, including Governor Tony Evers right here in Wisconsin. And of course, President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris in the White House. Look, we want to put people over politics. We want to help people achieve their full potential and provide opportunities for every family, not just a select few. We stand for freedom, the freedom to love who you love, the freedom to make decisions about your own bodies, the freedom to equally enjoy what this country can offer, no exceptions. And the best part? We're already doing it. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are delivering for the American people. Look, we got this.
You've been listening to a special report of the coverage of President Joe Biden in Madison, Wisconsin. Keep it tuned here to your Civic Media News Station. Again, Terry Bell, our news director, is there standing by. He'll bring you cuts throughout the day on our news updates. For now, this is Todd Allball. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow on the regular show on Monday on the regular show, noon until 2. Until then, keep banging your drums. Stay tuned. Keep it right here to Civic Media's radio network.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Republican legislators continue to sit on $125 million that should be used right now to clean PFAS out of contaminated drinking water and groundwater across Wisconsin because they don't like the governor's line item vetoes, to which the proper legal response is, too bad, you don't have the votes. Stop being crybabies about it.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.